Talk Radio for Catholic Life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, thank you again. It just always amazes me the generosity of people and the fact that you don't really mind listening to someone who's always telling you to take what he says with a grain of salt. But hey, it's honest. You know, the way I really look at this is I'm just a disciple. That's all I am. And we're learning this together. And so when I'm wrong, if I find out I'm wrong, I will let you know. I want to talk about a little bit more about the Stations of the Cross. Somebody called with an interesting question yesterday about the Stations of the Cross, and I want to talk about that. So we'll do that later, because first we have to pray, and I just wanted to thank you for Pledge Week. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us open the big book. You know the one I'm talking about. On the coffee table. All right. This reading is just... it's got so much. This makes me crazy that time is limited. I suppose that's something we can do in eternity. We'll get together for Bible studies because there's so much in it. Well, in those days, some Jews... now, remember, this is something I really enjoyed in the latest book I read about the Dead Sea Scrolls by Dr. John Bergsma. He insists on translating the word from the scriptures, I think, as it should be translated. When he sees the word Eudaios, he doesn't translate it or read it Jew. He translates it Judean. Judaism, more properly called Rabbinic Phariseeism, has developed over the past 2,000 years, in part in reaction to to their relationship to us, who are believers that Jesus is the Messiah. We've had a rather, what's the word, touchy but close relationship. And if you're from a European background, it's interesting because Filipinos and African Catholics and Asian Catholics, they don't come with the baggage of anti-Semitism. It's a completely new thing for them, especially sub-Saharan Africans and most Asian Catholics, which where the church is really going. But in our European experience, we still have that, got a lot of issues that need to be worked out. And I'm always pointing out that we owe a great, great debt to Judaism and to the Jews. And I use that word advisedly because I remember talking to a rabbi years ago, and he kind of conceded, well, the word Jew began to mean what we mean by it now a few centuries before Christ. And I would maintain that it was actually a few centuries after Christ. And it was in reaction, I think, to the very difficult way, especially in the Middle Ages, the late Dark Ages, early Middle. He's saying Judean. The word is Eudaios. A person, I assume that was live, right? Oh, it wasn't. The voice in my head said, well, what was St. John referring to? He used the word in the text, Eudaios. And that would have had baggage in, for instance, the word Yankee. Let's use the word Yankee as another word. If you are from the city of New York, Yankee refers to a baseball team. If you are from anywhere, if you are in New England, it refers to someone from New England. If you are a person whose background comes from Alabama or Mississippi, Yankee is someone who lives north of the Mason-Dixon line. And if you are a Yankee, if you are a Cuban, a Yankee is anyone who comes to the United States, which would be much to the chagrin of someone from Alabama or Mississippi. Words have different meanings. And at the time of Christ, one of the great contrasts between Judean and Galilean was between Judean and Galilean. Well, these are Galileans. They're a bunch of yokels. They're not Judean. They don't come from Judea. Then anyone who was involved in the temple structure and the kind of mainline political and religious life of the Holy Land, I suspect, was Judean. Paul was from the tribe of Benjamin, but he made progress, we read, in Judaism, the religious and political, what's a great good word, the religious and political entirety that was Judaism. So in those days, some Judeans from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowd. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. I had an experience like this. Not me. It didn't happen to me, but one of my first pastors, Father Bill Berghaus, had a heart attack on the altar and dropped dead. Lost vital signs right at the altar. And it was right at communion. I finished the mass. People were hysterical. They brought him to the sacristy, called the paramedics, and they couldn't get a pulse. They worked on him 15, 20 minutes. They couldn't get a pulse in this man. And then some of the people from the prayer group gathered around him in a circle and prayed. I will never forget this. I saw this happen. The paramedic who had his Father Berghaus's wrist in his hand let it go. His hand flew off like he just touched something hot, because the pulse came back when the people gathered in a circle around Father Berghaus began to pray. I saw it happen. I don't know if it was a resurrection from the dead, but it was certainly a coming back to this world, and he just had this wonderful smile on his face. Well, moving along here, it happened. Well, they proclaimed, well, they moved on and left for Derby. These are all cities, towns in central Turkey. They made a considerable number of disciples, and they returned ultimately to Iconium and Antioch. I believe that they're referring to Antioch and Pisidia, not the big Antioch in what is today southeastern Turkey. And then we move on. It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. I tell you constantly, I believe the word basileia, which is always translated kingdom, really means God's royal nature. You have to undergo many hardships to enter the royal nature of God, to enter into your inheritance. When we read that, it's like you got to undergo many hardships to go to heaven. Well, that's true too. I mean, but I really believe that basileia here means God's royal nature. They appointed presbyters for them in each church. Now, the word presbyter morphs into the word priest in English, French, Italian, and German, which are major languages in the European Christian tradition. Now, I'm going to say, I really talked a lot about this yesterday, how two words, hieraios, which means one who offers sacrifice or one who sanctifies, and presbyteros, which means someone who is an elder, a leader of the community who is ordained to that position. Both those words are translated into English as priest. We have no word in English, strictly speaking, that means hieraios. What do you mean we have no word in English that means? Well, you can say sacrificer, but that's kind of a made-up word. Think about this. If you speak Spanish, there is no word in English for compadre. A compadre literally means in Spanish a with parent. When you are the baptismal sponsor for a child, you are the compadre of their parents. Oh, isn't that godfather? No, godfather is padrino. Which literally means a second or a little father. So we have no word for compadre. We used to. Gossip was the word for compadre. A god sibling. And that morphed into gossip because that's what God's siblings did. But we now have no word for compadre, and we have no word for hieraios. In yesterday's reading, a number of the priests, that word is hieraios, were coming to Christ. And today they ordain presbyters, elders. I am an elder ordained to the sacrificerhood of Christ in the order of elder, and I preside at the sacrifice. I have a hieratic function. You know, the word hieratic in English comes from hieros. Hieroglyph here means sacred writing. That comes from the word hieros. What's another? Hierophany, I think that's a word in English, but we have no word in English to translate hieros, so we simply translate it priest. And I think this is important because we have only one high sacrificer in whom I participate. I'm truly ordained. I truly offer sacrifice. I am truly hieratic as you are, but I am a hieros in the sense that I am ordained to the sacrificer of Christ in the order of priest. And I think that's important to understand because all of us are supposed to live sacrificial lives. So now I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk more about these readings because there's so much. But right now, we're going to go to Father Rocky, who talk about sacrificial lives. That guy is always, traveling on now for Jesus, as the old song says. He God bless him.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give hope. Our spring pledge drive is underway, and we have matching funds this hour so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you if you can give at the $50 a month level. It's a Real Presence arched diptych. Beautiful image of our Lord on one side with his words from the Last Supper and an image of a stunning chalice in the Holy Eucharist on the other side. It would look beautiful on an end table or a nightstand or on your mantle. We'll send you the Real Presence Arched Diptych for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio, and it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar for dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
And hello, Neil Robbins and Brooke Taylor, stepping into Father Simon Says for just a moment to ask for some help. It's a partnership challenge hour, as Father Rocky was saying just a minute ago. 100% dollar for dollar match in whatever amount that you can give. If it's $5, great. If it's we got a $5 donation from a almost 7-year-old this morning.
That's right.
On their way to
God
school.
God bless you on our way to school.
Absolutely. And their $5 doubled to 10. Yep. Whatever you can give, $100, $50, whatever it is, it's going to be doubled right now. Give online at relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. And Brooke, we need about 100 people this hour to support Father Simon Says and to give to Relevant Radio, to give hope.
And that's it. Why give hope? Well, as you mentioned, it's dollar for dollar, 100% match. So that's prudent and wise to maximize your gift. Also, because the work we're doing to give hope, we're talking about souls, human lives. There's a scene, a particular scene in the Sistine Chapel of Michelangelo's Last Judgment at the bottom, if I can try to describe this, where the angels are pulling the man up. And as the devil and demons are trying to take the man down, and it's this tug of war that goes on. And it's a very powerful image of what we are all encountering. In Relevant Radio, we are pulling souls back up and by the grace of God and back into the church. And that is why we say, give hope. We have some of the most, by the grace of God, gifted apologists and evangelists and theologians. Father Simon, as we're listening to, as you pointed out, Neil, where can you hear a kazoo? And then a moment later, the origin of Hebrew root words.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Just beautiful.
Yes. Yeah.
So we need your help to keep it going.
You've never had so much fun learning about the Bible as you will this hour, Father Simon Says. We need to hear from you, Father Simon Says fans. It's Partnership Challenge Hour. Give right now in any amount, and it is going to be doubled. And may we suggest, as Father Rocky pointed out just a minute ago, this beautiful Real Presence Arch Diptych. The Real Presence Arch Diptych is a visible reminder that Jesus is truly with you in the Holy Eucharist. One panel of the diptych, there's an image of the consecrated host with the chalice. And then on the opposite panel, an image of our Lord with the words, his words at the Last Supper. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Check it out. It's beautiful. A Real Presence Arch Diptych. It's yours at the $50 a month level when you give to Relevant Radio. Give right now, relevantradio.com, the app, or at 877-291-0123. And if you do give online, don't forget, you get that extra bonus gift of the brand new MP3 download, Our Lady, Our Hope, The Four Marian Dogmas by Monsignor James Shea.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
I do have a rusted pontoon boat that I kind of inherited. I ain't got a yacht. I like to think of it as my yacht. I never go on it. Oh, dear. All right. We're back. And the phones are open. And, of course, today is it's a matching day. Is it not, dear voice in my head? Yeah. I mean, if you donate something, then it's doubled. And as I always say, why pay retail when you can get it wholesale? I learned that from my father, who Papa was in garments. So he was moving along. So 888-914-9149. That's to ask a question about the Lord, the Faith, the Church, and the Big Book on the coffee table. The line is now open. But also just the number if you want to help out and keep us going. It's 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And as was just said, now on to the Greek verbs. Moving along here. All right. I'm beating this thing into the ground, but I really think that we need to understand this idea of two words that are translated as one, an elder. And I offer true sacrifice. I am truly, in the sense of my ordination, I'm truly a hieraios. But that's because I am ordained an elder in the hieratic function of or nature of Christ. And I think it's very important because all of us are on to offer sacrifice. Sacrifice was offered once and for all. Yeah, the sacrifice of Calvary. But don't forget, St. Paul says, I make up in my own flesh what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ. What could possibly be lacking? My small contribution. When I go to Mass, I go to communion, I go to receive the Holy Eucharist, and what I'm doing is saying, as he has put his flesh and blood, his body, blood, soul, and divinity on this altar for the love of me and the salvation of all people, I put my body, blood, soul, and divinity, soul and humanity, not divinity, believe me, on this altar in union with him for the salvation of the world. That's the morning offering. Oh, Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings this day in union with the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We are a sacrificial people. And I think this is an important thing to understand. We all have a hieratic function because I'm a presbyter. I have the unique privilege to preside at the great sacrifice of Calvary, which is renewed on every altar. Enough of that. So, they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia, and after proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia, where they sailed to Antioch. Now, this is the big Antioch, the third largest city in the Roman Empire, and it was from there they could actually walk to the Holy Land. It would take a week or so, but all right, let us go to the gospel. Let me see. Is there anything I want to rant and rave about in the first reading? Let's go to the gospel, John 14:27 and following. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives peace do I give it to you. This is an important line. We say it in the Roman liturgy. There were certain messianic expectations. One of them was world peace. Now, in the Talmud, there are two messiahs. There is the Messiah, son of Joseph, who prepares the way, who gathers Israel in. He prepares the way for the Messiah, son of David, who comes at the end of time. We just think it's the same Jewish fellow, Jesus of Nazareth, who was the Josephite Messiah and the Davidic Messiah, and will be the Davidic Messiah. So, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I remember the story of a disciple of a false rabbi about 500 years ago who ran into his rabbi's study and said, "Rabbi, the Messiah has come." The rabbi went to the window, threw open the blinds or threw open the shutters and said, "Nothing has changed." Well, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. In other words, these things have been given to the world in a mysterious, in a secret form. And we can have peace through Christ even when the world is not at peace. And the temple, one of the messianic expectations was the rebuilding of the temple. He did rebuild the temple, but he made it with living stones. You and I are the living stones of the temple. So I rejoice that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Well, that means Jesus isn't co-eternal and equal to the Father. Oh, yes, he is. It's as if, you know, God has all power. God has all knowledge. God is perfect love. In other words, God is not power. God is not knowledge. God is not eternity. God has those things. He is love. And the relationship which is God, the family, as St. John Paul the Great said, the family which is God is the perfect family, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is not a oneness of solitude, but a oneness of solidarity in that saint's words. And this oneness of God as a solidarity, we're invited to become part of it. And in order for that to happen, Jesus took all of the rights and prerogatives of his divinity, took them off like a garment, laid them on the heavenly throne, and because of the will of the Father, came to earth as a person who was fully human. Not with my weak humanity or yours, but with the perfect humanity of Adam. He knew only what the Father was pleased to tell him. He did only what the Father was pleased to ask him to do. He worked miracles, not simply because he was God, the Son of God, but because he was the obedient Son of the Father, the new Adam. That's how I look at it. So in his perfect humanity, he could say, "The Father is greater than I." It didn't mean he wasn't God, the Son of God, co-equal and co-eternal with the Father, begotten, not made. But he had taken the privileges that were his and the powers and the rights of divinity and laid them on the heavenly throne for love of us. He who was all-powerful became powerless on the cross for love of us. The hand that set the stars to spinning couldn't even lift itself from the wood of the cross to swipe the flies away from his face. That's how much he loves you. So the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, that I do just as the Father has commanded me. I wish I could say something eloquent about those words, but they're as eloquent as they get. You know, Jesus, I have to suffer. I don't have any choice about it. Jesus chose to suffer for love, as I believe his Blessed Mother did. She was immaculately conceived. She was not condemned to suffer the pains of life, the pains of childhood. But she, in union with her divine Son, for the love of the world, chose and allowed suffering. She was the sorrowful mother for the sake of love, just as Christ was the man of sorrows, for the sake of love, the all-powerful becoming powerless for love of you and me. This is an amazing religion we have, that our God is humble. We have a humble God. How can that be? Well, God is love. That's how it can be. So where are we going now, dear voice in my head? Oh, we're going to go shill for shekels, schmoozing for the Lord. Schmooze, it's a lovely word. It means, well, what we're about to do. So God bless you, and thanks so much for all your love and your kindness. And we'll be back in a few minutes, and I'll read a few letters, and we'll also have a word of the day, which I think is an interesting one. But I'm easy that way.
RelevantRadio.com, the app, or 877-291-0123. If you'd like to schmooze with us, a 100% dollar-for-dollar match, it is a partnership challenge hour. And Neil Robbins here with Brooke Taylor. Brooke, we just had an anonymous donor from La Jolla, California, give $1,200 to Relevant Radio. So thank you very much. Yes, we could use some more of those bigger dollar figures, because right now we're at about 18% of our need of $3 million. And, 18% isn't going to cut it. So
no, we've got a big goal, and we're at the bottom of the hour. So we know that's the way it goes. But time and time again, we've seen you are there. You step in. We have a few second-time donors already. We have a new donor, Elizabeth, in Illinois. We thank you for your gift. College Point, New York, Michael just gave $125. Thank you. Thank you. Mark from Taylorville, Illinois, $400. God bless you. And again, with your gift, you receive a blessing in addition to ongoing content, knowing that Relevant Radio remains on the air, strong and continuing to grow by God's grace. We have those premiums for you. For a pledge of $1 a day, we have that book, The World's First Love, Mary, Mother of God by Fulton Sheen. It is one of my favorites. And in the foreword, you'll see of all the books he's written, it's one that he has said was nearest to his heart as well. It's a beautiful, especially for the month of May. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to give in honor of a beautiful woman, mother, grandmother in your life. You can do that today. This is the month of May, Our Lady, and the month of Blessed Mother. So relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, easy ways to give, where you can also call 1-877-291-0123. And as we heard, Father Simon is in fine form, as he is every
always.
Day. And it's really neat, just on a quick side note, because in the last few years, I've been blessed to guest host or fill in various capacities, but this is the first time I've actually been in studio at the headquarters of Relevant Radio. And I just want to share the privilege of being here, praying the Angelus at noon. And so I know that for everyone listening, it's not a surprise, because it's evident in the content and the programming, this fruit that continues to come forth every day. And we're all witnesses to how God is working. And we want to keep that going, because that's our theme, give hope. And the world needs hope, these beautiful, bright lights that you are and that we continue to hear about through the content, the guests, the hosts, all of the behind the scenes action and prayers that go into it.
That's right. We are not here if you are not there for us.
Yes.
So it's a partnership challenge hour. It's a great hour to give. We're looking for another 70 people to step forward this hour and give to Relevant Radio. Show some love to Father Simon. Show some love to Relevant Radio right now during this partnership challenge hour. Any gift will be doubled. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. Give hope right now.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, hello. Welcome back to Relevant Radio. And again, thank you so much for all your kindness. And I'm having fun. And somebody's got to pay for it. No. Never mind. Let's go to letters. You know, this radio gizmos, they're not cheap, trust me. All right. Claudine. Hi, Father Simon. I have to ask you this question. I just heard Patrick Madrid say that when you're baptized, you're saved. But if you fall into sin, you lose your salvation. So how do you get saved again? Rebaptism? So this could be an ongoing thing of losing salvation and rebaptism. Makes no sense. Claudine, we have this wonderful thing that Jesus gave us on Easter Sunday. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven. It's called the Sacrament of Reconciliation. And it's mentioned in the Bible, in St. James' letter. So confess your sins to one another that you might be healed. Now, your position, once saved, which I assume is your position, once saved, always saved, denies human freedom. And without freedom, there can be no love. When I have to love you, I can't love you. When I'm forced to love you, we have words for that, and people are arrested. No, as long as I am in this world, as I am living in time, I have free will and a choice, and I can say no to God at any point. And, you know, that life is about repentance. When Jesus said, repent, And when John said repent, they used the present imperative of the form of the verb. It's a command form. It means do it till I tell you to stop. So repent is something you do all your life. It's not one moment, you're in, next. That's not how it works, Claudine. Now, once saved, always saved. Gosh, I hope you're right. But I read the Bible and I think you're wrong. When Jesus says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. I think that we need to pay attention to that. And of course, I define entering the kingdom of heaven as coming into our royal inheritance. But we're not going to go to paradise to walk in happiness in the king's garden with him unless we are in what we Catholics call one of the most wonderful things, a state of grace. I can deny God's grace. God has given me freedom in order that I might grow in love for him. So, Claudine, as I say, I hope you're right about once saved, always saved, but I don't think you are. And I just thank God for the sacrament of confession. You know, I remember talking to a great evangelical theologian who was the head of a certain institute that I will not mention. And we were talking about altar calls, and he said that in their institute, they did not do altar calls frequently, lest one think that by coming up, they were saved, that they were saved by a work, and had a false assurance of salvation. Oh, I said, you can have a false assurance of salvation? He said, oh, yes. I said, so then you can't be absolutely assured of your salvation? He said, no, you can be absolutely assured of your salvation. And I said, but it could be a false one. And he said, yes, I don't see how that's assurance of salvation if you can have a false one. He said, no, you can be absolutely assured of your salvation. And I said, oh, I understand. And I thank God I was a Catholic who, when I knew I had walked away from the path of God, I could go and ask to be absolved of my sins by the representative of the church. And that God had given his whole church this wonderful power of absolution. And I just thought, I can hear those words, I absolve you from your sins, and I could have moral assurance of salvation. You know, Claudine, I hope you're right, and I hope that your assurance, the assurance of salvation that you have, is not a false assurance, because, well, if it's a false assurance of salvation, then you're not saved, even though you're assured of your salvation. Good luck with that, Claudine. If you ever want to go to confession, I'm sure there are priests who'd be happy to hear your confession. Priests would be happy to bring you into the church that Jesus founded. All right, let's see here. How are we doing time-wise? How many minutes we got till the next moment, dear voice in my head? Oh, good. Then I'm going to go to a word of the day. It's a great, fun one. Let's see here. Okay. We read at the end of the first reading, they reported what God had done with them and how they'd opened the door of the faith to the Gentiles. And I thought, what an interesting word. Gentile. I wonder if people understand what it means. Well, Gentile, it comes from the Latin word gens gentis, which means a nation, an ethnic group. And I wonder what it was in Greek. And it is ethnos, from which we get the word ethnicity. Ethnos meaning a nation or a race. In Hebrew, it's goy, the goyim, the nations. Why do the nations rage? Lemaragashu goyim, lemaragashu. Isn't that fun? It's fun language. So the goyim, if a Jewish person calls you a goy, it's not necessarily a compliment. But the word Gentile comes the Latin word for nation, someone who's one of the nations. The Greek word is ethnos, from which we get ethnicity. And the Hebrew word is goy, and the plural is goyim. You know that goy. It's a funny word. Oh, I think it's funny. All right, how are we doing? Are we there yet? Or should I keep talking, dear voice in my head? Ah, miracle moment. We'll go to that. That'll be good. All right, we'll be back in a moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
How about Anna in Toronto now? Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to tell you that I am so, so thankful for your show. I'm thankful for Relevant Radio. And I spread the word around. I send it to all my friends, all my Instagram friends. Check out Relevant Radio. All you have to do is download the app. It's amazing. My husband and I, we just love the station. It really changed our lives.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
It changed our lives is what the miracle moment said just a moment ago, and perhaps Relevant Radio has changed your life. If it has, we need to hear from you. Even if it hasn't, it just listen for a while. It will. Partnership Challenge Hour going on right now, 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Neil Robbins and Brooke Taylor doing a little pitching, a little schmoozing for the Relevant Radio Give Hope Pledge Drive. And Brooke, we're looking for 100 people this hour, and we're up at the halfway point. We need another 50 or so people to help us out during this hour, if Father Simon says.
Yeah, it's exciting because you begin the hour and you've got this mountain to climb and you're trusting and you're praying and you see the souls come in, the gifts. And we thank you. We're seeing it now, but we still do have a big goal by the end of the hour. And so we have a couple people to thank here. Pat from Mount Laurel, New Jersey, $300. And Pat, God bless you and thank you for also being a part of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Again, you're automatically enrolled in the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and receive spiritual benefits. There are practical benefits. You can find out more and give any amount at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, 1-877-291-0123. And the content, as we're hearing Father Simon, as we hear all the hosts, it's not just world class, although it is. It's even beyond that. We're looking to eternity here. And there's a famous Oscar Wilde quote. He says, "We are all in the gutter, but some of us are looking up at the stars." And man looks up, lesser creatures don't. But what we're seeing is increasingly people are not looking up. They're forgetting where we came from and where we're going. And our Relevant Radio family and Our Lady, the incredible team here, they're reminding us to look up, to glimpse the heavens, the source of our hope, Jesus Christ. And that is our theme this week, is give hope. And we need all of us to do that and to continue this work.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Let us know. Get a hold of us and give in any amount. Your gift is going to be doubled right now during this Partnership Challenge Hour. You can give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123. As I said a moment ago, we only need about 50 or so people, Father Simon fans, to get a hold of us this hour so we can hit that 100 gift goal for the end of the hour here. A $3 million need by the end of the week. We need to get there, and whatever you can give will help us. Partnership Challenge Hour, your gift is going to go twice as far if you get a hold of us right now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And if you do give online, we have that special MP3 as an extra special gift from us to you. It's Our Lady, Our Hope, The Four Marian Dogmas by Monsignor James Shea. That is yours when you give online on the app or at relevantradio.com.
Now let's have a little talk with Jesus. Let's tell him all about our trouble. You will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by.
The answer is pretty quick sometimes. Pretty quick. Well, that said, we had the word of the day, but we missed the gong. Things are so exciting around here that we missed the gong, but we did have the word of the day. It says Gentile. But let us now go to phone calls.
Hello?
You talk. I'll listen.
This is Adam. Adam from the Twin Cities.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon, Father Simon. Thank you for taking my call. Praise to our Lord Jesus Christ, our
Amen.
Savior. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for your church and your love. And so my question is, I work at a parish, and I go to confession frequently. Mm-hmm. And during one of my confessions, I was asking Jesus for a good confessor, you know, like St. Faustina writes in her diary. And mm-hmm. To my dismay, a couple of days after that, the priest came up to me, you know, around a bunch of other people in the plaza, and mentioned that and gave me some contact information to someone who I should reach out to. And, you know, that kind of threw me off guard. I thought there was supposed to be a, you know, a seal on confession. And,
well, now, and does, kind this, of a, you know, does this priest know you from another context than confession?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you mean.
Does this priest know you in another context than that confession? For instance, is he your pastor? Is he a friend? Is he someone who works with you? Or is the only contact you've had? Yes, he does know you. So he was giving you some contact information. He may have been basing that on something that he knew about you outside of the confessional. If his only contact with you had been confession, then I would find that very worrisome. But he knows you, and maybe he was thinking, I know this fellow, he's a good guy, he might benefit by this contact. So in that circumstance, because he knows you from outside the confession and has information about your life that is not, that was not given to him in the confession, did he say anything specific that you had told him only, or that he could only know in the confession? Did he say, you know, your problem with picking the wings off flies, I got somebody for you to talk to? He didn't say something like that, did he?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, then he would not have broken the seal of confession if he had access to knowledge about you from outside the confessional. It's information in the confessional that I cannot repeat and I cannot use. In other words, if in the confessional he had said, "Now, you're welcome to call me about this outside of confession. I can give you some references," that would also not be breaking the seal, because you would be approaching him outside the seal of confession with that information. So, if he did not reveal anything that he could exclusively known only in the confessional, then he did not break the Holy Seal. Does that help?
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Father Simon. God bless.
Well, God bless, Adam, and thank you for listening. All right, God bless. Let's go to Sonia from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Hello, Father Simon. Thank you for always teaching me.
Well, from I try. Today... Go on.
From
I'm only teaching
gospel.
Me, really. Go on. Yes.
Oh, you teach many. From today's gospel reading, John 14, verse 30, I was hoping you could explain a little more about the use of the word world. And Jesus saying, I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. And I understand that to be referring to Satan.
Yes.
And so I'm confused about the difference between the world and earth, which God created, and this world, which Satan is the ruler of.
Yes. If you look at the book of Genesis, the world, the word in Greek is kosmos, which means the built up world, the world that is, we get the word cosmetic from it, the world that is adorned, not just the planet Earth. So the ruler of the world order is coming. God made the world and made a certain order, and he gave it to human beings, who promptly turned it over to the devil. That's what happened. By the sin of Adam and Eve, we handed the cosmos, the world order, over to the devil. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Well, if the world is this corrupt place, God made the world and wants to restore it to its original form, as it was, and even better than the Garden of Eden. He wants to change the Garden of Eden to the Garden of Paradise. So does that answer the question?
Yes, thank you.
Hey, almost a short answer. I'm amazed. Wow. Well, I'm honored that you listen. Well, thank you, and thanks for calling. It was an interesting question.
God bless you,
Father.
Thank you.
God bless you, and thanks for your help. God bless. Okay, let's go to Bernadette. It's such a lovely name. Bernadette from Albuquerque. What can
I
do?
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Information. I just got off the phone with my brother because I wasn't absolutely certain about this, but the word comadre you were talking about?
Yep.
It's I am the comadre of my son's mothers, mother-in-law.
But,
so two
yes.
mother-in-laws together are comadres to each other.
Now, that's unusual. I didn't know that. Are you also a god, a sponsor, a baptismal or confirmation sponsor to one of her children?
No, those are padrinos y padrinas.
Madrinas, well, padrinos are, so you're not a, women, you're not a madrina. You're not
no,
a madrina.
Not.
No. Of that's unusual because I've never heard anyone in Spanish say that this is my comadre. But it makes sense that it would be so because your mothers-in-law are, they become mothers to the spouse of their children. So it would make sense that they would be co-parents. But it's very
right.
interesting that I'm a compadre to a number of people, but I'm not their mother or father-in-law.
You better not be.
No, exactly.
No,
yeah, amen. But I am a compadre. You see, my buddy Don Luis. I'm the padrino to his two boys, and they're now all grown, and I'm very proud of them. But I certainly am not. I'm not an in-law with my compadre Luis and my comadre Debbie. So. Yeah, it really doesn't have a translation in English, and apparently in certain uses it can apply to an in-law, and it can apply to a really good friend. Sometimes people say this is my compadre, who's not really a padrino or an in-law. But that's interesting. I'll have to look that up. But there you go. So it is difficult to translate these things from one language to another, isn't it?
Yes. Have you heard the word concuño?
Concuño. A cuñao? No, I haven't heard that word. What is it? What does it mean?
Cuñao is when you baptize your compadre's son or daughter.
A concuño? A cuñao? What? That's a very. I'll have to look that one up too. That's a concuño. My goodness. Well, thanks for calling in and giving me things to think about. So, at any rate, Bernadette, God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. Let's go to Dee Dee from Mount Clair, New Jersey. Dee Dee, are you with us?
Hello. Yes, hello, Father.
Yes.
I wanted to know, as an RCA student, can I go to confession before I'm confirmed next year?
Will you be received into the church before that? You can go to confession. You can go to confession. And, you know, I don't know. You can always go to confession. If the question is, can you receive absolution? And I would say because you are baptized and intending to join the church, you're a catechumen in a sense. I mean, you're already a Christian though. And so the main requirement for the other sacraments is baptism. Baptism is the gateway to the other sacraments. And you have been baptized in the Trinitarian formula, I assume, and you're a Christian. And I would say if you came to me in confession, I would certainly absolve you. So I would talk to your priest, your pastor, and ask if you can do that. You can certainly, and in fact, is I think in most places, to go to confession regularly is an integral part of the rite of Christian initiation for adults, which is, of course, what RCI stands for. I would ask your pastor, and I would, if someone has information for me on that, I would certainly like to hear it because I've never pondered that situation before. But I would assume that since your intent is to come into the Catholic Church and you are baptized, that confession and subsequent absolution, I would think would be available to you. And again, I'm asking anyone who's a good moral theologian or a good sacramental theologian, if I'm wrong, I would like to be corrected. But I would talk to my pastor about that, Dee Dee, and ask if you can go to confession. Does that help?
It does. I have another question.
Sure.
This weekend is the crowning of Mary, Mother of God.
Yes.
Does she have a favorite flower?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the one that's most associated with, though, is the rose. She's called the Rosa Mystica, the mystical rose. So, well, speaking of mystical roses, we're going to the call center again? Oh, boy.
It is our second day. That's right. Father Simon answering calls and giving hope. That's the theme of this day two of our spring pledge drive here at Relevant Radio from Father Simon Says to the Divine Mercy Chaplet with Drew Mariani and Maggie, the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky, Kale, Timmery, Morning Air, of course, Patrick Madrid. We have got you covered.
We have some great programming on here. We do.
And you have us covered. Your support, your prayers, your stories. And that is how we are able to be here. My name is Brooke Taylor, along with Neil Robbins. For the last hour, we've been running the race, this goal of 100 people coming alongside to push us over that finish line. The end of the week, our goal is $3 million. We've seen it time and time again because of you, but we need you. We still need about 35 people to give in the next 5 minutes or so. That's a lot, Neil, but I have faith.
Oh, yeah, and we've got a bunch of phone lines, and most of you give online these days anyway. Plenty of room online. Give online at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. Yeah, about 4 minutes left in the hour, and we need about 30 people now. 30 people. Can you be one of 30 people to help us hit our 100 gift goal for this hour? It's a partnership challenge hour. Whatever you can give is going to be doubled right now to Relevant Radio. You know, a lot of people look at Relevant Radio as it's kind of an oasis from all of the crazy out there. I mean, you wake up every day and this seems like, boy, I thought I heard the craziest thing I'd ever hear yesterday, and today something is in the news today that outdoes it. Well, this is where you're going to get joy and hope. You're going to get the truth about marriage and life right here on Relevant Radio, day in and day out. Help keep us on the air right now with a gift of any giving amount to Relevant Radio. About 3 minutes left in the hour. We have matching funds. Please give what you can right now on the app or at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123.
We have several people to thank. Sandra from Oceanside, California, $25. Thank you for your gift. Anonymous in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, $300. George in Portland, Oregon, $100. We have a first-time new donor, a recurring gift, James in Clinton, Ohio. Mm. So thank you. Mm. Thank you for that. Mm. And again, the St.
Joseph.
Do we
want to say who James is?
I happen to really know and appreciate and have much admiration for James. He's my husband.
Ah,
so
yeah,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, James.
Kathy in Oak Brook, Illinois. Ronza in Morton Grove, Illinois, $100. We thank you. God bless you. And of course, it's doubled because we have that matching gift. You have 100% matching dollar for dollar. So everything you get is magnified and maximized.
Yeah, 100% gift, no matter what amount you can give, whether it's a large amount or a small amount. We could, by the way, use some of those larger amounts. Every pledge drive, we do receive gifts of $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, sometimes $20,000. That would, the thought of me giving that kind of money would make me pass out. But a lot of people listening, we know you're out there. You can give that and not even break a sweat. So give us a call, 877-291-0123. Give online on the app or at relevantradio.com. We're winding down this hour of Father Simon Says, and here's a great testimonial from Karen in Minnesota. She says, thank you so much for your beautiful service as a priest. Your program has continued to deepen and enrich my faith since first listening to you way back when you delighted me with your Bullwinkle and Rocky allusions. And that is going back quite a ways on the Father Simon Show. Whatever you can give to help support Father Simon Says and Relevant Radio, give hope right now on the app at relevantradio.com or 877-291-0123.
We have a big goal by the end of the week. It's $3 million. But again, we trust, we've seen it, we rely on you, and you're coming through. And to give, it's 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app. Neil, you were talking a bit about feeling as though we are in a sea of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to turn on Relevant Radio and find home, to find reason and logic and truth. My friend Vanessa, we talk about the transcendentals of our faith, truth, beauty, goodness. And we're really rooted in that here. And that is why it's growing. There is a renewal happening. And to be a part of that is a gift and a privilege. Donate in honor of Our Lady or of Your Lady and just the gift of being able to have us pray for you, you pray for us. It's important, and we want to continue this effort.
It's a big, beautiful family here at Relevant Radio. Please give what you can to support us during this Give Hope Pledge Drive. We have that match. Get a hold of us at relevantradio.com or the app and give now.